Ricky, how are you today? And are you in scenic Los Angeles?
Yes, I am. Everything's good. Just enjoying the nice sunny weather out here.
Yeah, that's it. Just rub it into everybody here in Toronto. I think it's like minus 20 outside. It's freezing. People are in parkas. And you have the best of both worlds, right? When you're in Toronto and you play for the Jays, you get to play indoors. And then in the off season, you get to split and go to Los Angeles. That's pretty sweet, man. How you doing? How's the off season going for you so far?
Off season is great. Like I said, you know, just been training, getting ready for the season, and working out, you know, every day, and spending time with the family, and that's pretty much it, you know. Only thing right now in mind, obviously, is to get ready for the year and make sure you go into spring training healthy. And right now, so far, everything's good and definitely enjoying the off season.
You had a great year last year for the Blue Jays, and you know the team finished at 500, bang on, and you yourself had a breakout season, but you had a pretty good year. Tell me a little bit about last year and how you ended up with such a good season. Anything you did in the off season in terms of training, or were you better prepared? Just tell me in your own thoughts why you had, you know, the season that you did. You had an ERA under 3, you won 15, and you pitched incredibly well at crucial times for the teams. You have a great career record at 42-29, and being a native Los Angelino, have a baseball background, you know, growing up in LA with the Dodgers. But tell me, why do you think you had the season that you did last year?
Well, I think it just goes back to kind of the stuff I focus on in the off season, and that's making sure I get ready. For me, an off season is not a, you know, it's you get your vacation stuff out of the way at some point, and then after that, it's kind of you got to get ready. And you know, I'm focused every time I come to the gym, and I come with a purpose. And I think every off season you set goals for yourself, and you kind of want to meet those goals and make sure you leave stronger than you did the year before. And like I said, the number one thing is health. And if you're able to stay healthy throughout a whole year, you're able to showcase what you got. And I was able to do that, you know, for the past two off seasons, stay healthy, or for the past two seasons, stay healthy and make every start. And by doing that, it allows you to kind of get in that mode that, you know, and lets you get in a groove. And I felt like I did that last year. And, you know, it was nothing different that I did the off season before, but just kind of, you know, you kind of, like I said, make those mental goals and you want to meet them, and you expect so much out of yourself that when you don't meet those goals, obviously you're disappointed in yourself, and that's how I carry myself. So I just make sure I prepare it every time, you know, whether I'm on the mound, whether I'm at the gym, whatever it is that I'm doing, I'm always making sure that I'm prepared.
Tell me a little bit about last season. If you're just tuning in, we're talking to Blue Jays pitcher Ricky Romero. Tell me about last season as far as the team transitioning. You know, when the season started, you had veterans like Juan Rivera and Corey Patterson and Jason Nix, and then the team seemed to transition into a, you know, shall we say, a younger team, a team that seemed to have a little bit more of a vibe as the season went on. And again, even though you finished at 500, you're in arguably the toughest division in baseball. It seemed that there was a change in the culture in the Blue Jays, and then there's this wave of younger guys coming up now that really point to a brighter future for the Blue Jays.
Yeah, I think as the season went on, you know, the vibe kind of changed. You know, you mixed in that, you know, obviously when we got Brett Laurie, you know, he brought a little different taste to the game, you know, the passion he showed and stuff like that. And, you know, with the passion that we have already on that team, and, you know, it was one of those things where I think we grew as a team. We were young and inexperienced at times, I thought. And but it's, you know, it's over time that the more we got out there and the more comfortable we got, I felt like our team just continued to get better. The one thing I can honestly say is that our team never gave up in any games. You know, we fought till the end, and there's a reason why we had all those comeback wins at times, you know, in Toronto and on the road. And, you know, we played 27 outs, and that's the way we approached the game. And, you know, obviously 500 is not where we want to be sitting at. And for me, it's not a successful year. You know, it's always going to be about the team. And, you know, I don't want to keep going home in October. Our goal is to kind of make the playoffs for us, for the city of Toronto. and that's our goal going into every off season. You kind of look back and reflect on the season, and you're like, you know what, we can't keep using that we play in the AL East as an excuse. We gotta take advantage of it in any way possible that we can and get as many wins as we can. If you think about it, you know, we win 8, 9, 10 extra games, we're in the playoff race. So it just tells you that we're that close, but yet we have a lot of work to do. And I think if we continue to just get better, I think we're going to be fine.
And in the 2012 season, you know, the Major League Baseball and the Players Union ratified the contract, and there will be an expanded playoff format, adding two clubs no later than 2013. And that has to bode well for a team like the Toronto Blue Jays, who are so close but yet play, you know, in this division where you got the Yankees, you've got the Red Sox, who spend a ton of money, you've got the Rays that have an incredible scouting system that even though they don't spend a lot of money are always in the mix, and now you've got the Blue Jays with a bunch of younger players as we just discussed, you know, whether it's the Lauries, the Escobars, the guys that are coming in now, the Eric Thames, who've changed the dynamic on this team. Blue Jay fans are expecting a lot more this year, and I think this team is poised to deliver. And on that note, you've got, you know, the arguably, outside of Pujols, the marquee free agent still on the market in Prince Fielder. And there's been speculation on where he's going to go. His agent Scott Boras, you know, tweeted yesterday that they would accept he didn't tweet, but someone, a journalist, tweeted that maybe he would accept a 3-year deal. So now all of a sudden a bunch of teams that didn't want to give a long deal maybe back in the mix, and that may or may not include Toronto. But, you know, I know he's not quote unquote coming here, but what do you think a player like Prince Fielder would mean to a team like the Toronto Blue Jays at this stage in the development of the team?
Oh my God! I mean, you're talking about one of the best hitters in the game, and one of the most consistent players in the game, and you know, definitely a guy that you, any pitcher and anyone, I'm sure, in the Blue Jays would love to have him. But like I said, you know, you kind of keep your eyes off of that. You know, like I said, you know, rumors are rumors, and obviously Alex knows what he's doing, and if, you know, obviously if he was to come to him, I'm sure he's doing it to hop out the team, and other than that, you know, I mean, he definitely, you know, mean a lot. I mean, in that lineup with the guys we already have, it'd definitely be something special, and I'll tell you what, it'd definitely really, really help.
It would change the dynamic of the team. And if you are just tuning in, we're talking to Ricky Romero, and before we wrap up, you're a big Laker fan. Tell me a little bit about your love for the Los Angeles Lakers. You're a native Los Angelino. And before we talk about the Lakers, when you were growing up, did you root for the Dodgers? Were you a Dodger fan, an Angel fan, or what team was your team when you were a kid?
Well, I was a big, huge Dodger fan growing up. Obviously, I grew up like 10 minutes away from the stadium, and you know, I always rooted for them, and you know, for football, I'm a huge Niner fan, so I'm really pumped that they're finally doing good. You know, I was there through all the hard times that they've been through and still stuck with them. So it's good to finally see them do good. And obviously the Lakers, you know, I'm a big Kobe Bryant fan. You know, he's an absolute beast. And just going to one of their practices not too long ago and hearing about his work ethic just makes me respect him even more. And you know, what a fun guy to watch play.
Before we let you go, let's just see as far as the coming season goes. You guys have made great strides, and again, you have a young core team. What do you think the keys are going to be in the upcoming season for the Toronto Blue Jays? Getting out to a good start is the key for your team pitching, or is it a multiple kind of thing where it's going to be more than everybody's got to play at the top of their abilities for the Blue Jays to contend in the American League East?
Well, the one thing, and I always say this, is we got to stay healthy. We do that, we're able to showcase what we have. Second, you know, it can't rely on pitching. It can't just rely on hitting. It all has to be together. And you know, from the number one starter to the fifth starter to the 25th guy on the bench to every single guy in the bullpen, it's going to take 25 guys, not 10, 15 guys, to win a World Series. So we got to have everyone pulling together. And we do that. We take it one game at a time and not worry about where we're at in the standings at any point. And just at the end, kind of sit back and look at, all right, we've done our work, we did it, we'll see where we're sitting at. We're able to do that, I think we're going to be fine.
Ricky Romero, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us once again. Congratulations on a great season last year with the Blue Jays, and we look forward to another great year. And enjoy your time off. Enjoy the Lakers. Enjoy the Southern California weather, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.